All right, everybody. Thank you so much. This is Ali Rodriguez, and I see a little bit of an echo back there. If one of you... Hello, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, do you want us to mute the, our line?
Yes, please, because I'm here. I don't know who's using a cell phone, but it's not landline. So go ahead and mute yourself by hitting star 6. Okay. We're on record now, so all of you who are coming in here, rather than me putting the entire line on mute, please hit star 6 so we can have a clear line and we can hear clearly. Thank you. Okay, this sounds really good now. All right, everybody, welcome. I am Ali Rodriguez, business coach, strategist, and passionista expert. I help professionals combine their vision with red hat passion for what they do, and I help them excel with a huge amount of success for the people they want to serve. I'm very happy to have you here on the call today, and we are going to be focusing all of our strengths and all of our concentration on what are you all going to be doing to embrace the new year with a different attitude towards your clients. I still hear quite a bit of noise in the background. Okay, I need whoever is still with the noise in the background to please hit star and then number 6 on your touch tone. Okay. Okay, all right. I want to talk to you today about what else do you need to be doing to delight and dazzle your clients. In the way of what else do you need to be thinking about strategic planning for the year 2009. Then I want you to focus on results. What results are you offering your clients? And as the results of the services that you're offering them, what kind of core benefits are they getting from having you in their life? And then the third thing that I want to talk to you about this afternoon is you all have amazing skills in your chosen field. And though some of you may think that you have not been around long enough, I want you to think again. And I want you to think about all of the skills that you have so you can take them to a higher level of services. Because the year coming, you gotta make it all about your clients and how can you improve your service. And if it's not a matter of improving your services, what else can you be offering? This is the part where I'm very excited about having this conversation with all of you this afternoon. Because it's about creativity, it's about thinking, what else can you be doing that you haven't been doing before? What are your clients' needs? And above all, finding your own joy in what you do to make sure you identify that they're also enjoying what they are doing, regardless of your chosen field, whether you're a coach, whether you're a consultant, whether you're a medical practitioner, whether you're a doctor. It matters not. It's about your own joy and helping those that you're helping finding their joy as well. So it can be totally an amazing relationship that you are having or will be having with people that will be in your life, and you want them to be in your life as you want to be in theirs for a long time to come. And the other one is I want you to think about the funnel of possibilities. Again, getting back to what do you need to be doing that needs to be funneled down or sometimes funneled up, that funnel can be turned around. And so what levels of service do you need to be thinking of? Again, how else can you be of service and in what other fashion can you be more effective and totally delight and dazzle your clients? I want you to walk away from this call saying, wow, it's all that simple. And the other thing I want you to think about also, be very realistic about your own financial responsibility. Meaning, what do I mean by that? Where is the money that all a movie with about Jerry Maguire, Show Me the Money. This is also about showing me the money, meaning you. Where is the money coming from? Do you have a structure, a disciplined financial structure that makes sense to you, to your business, and to the structure of your client fee, how you're charging your clients? So you know at all times, not just a hit and miss, but at all times, where your money comes from, because I must remind you that no one cares about your money as you care about your money. So that's the number four that we're going to be discussing today. And the other thing that I want you to think about today, and you will walk away from this call with it, is about creating what I call an idea calendar. Meaning, buy yourself a calendar. In addition to all of your marketing calendars that you may have, or even your business scheduling appointments that you may have from 3 months from now to the present, or 6 months out to the present, buy yourself another calendar that you can hang very close to you or to a wall close to you, where every time you have an idea that is totally off the wall for you, but you know that it would probably be that you can monetize it, write it down on that calendar and give it an assignment. Put it in a place where you can say, okay, you know, I'm not going to do anything with you right now. However, comes March the 9th, 2009, I'm going to do amazing things with you and for you and together. So this is the part where I want you all to get very excited about the things that you want to be doing and we all want to be doing together. I am convinced that regardless of how we have viewed and are still viewing the year 2008, it has been a heck of a ride. What a ride! I mean, unbelievable. And the best, it's truly yet to come. So these are times that are critical for us to be getting ready. Kind of, you know, deciding to decide or getting ready to get ready. If anybody that is on the call recalls a previous call where I talked about having that little black dress that you'll take out of the closet that you can dress up and down and do with it as you please, however, that's the dress that always makes you shine. It's the same thing with deciding to decide and getting ready to get ready. You know, this truly is the time, and I want you to give it very, very deep thought. Because no longer will you be a wallflower, you're going to be really shining, and shining not only for yourself, you will be shining in the service of others, and it's going to be totally amazing. Now, what I want to do now before I go on, I want some of you to go ahead and unmute yourself. As you can tell, I'm doing this very much free floating. I don't want any restrictions. Anyone who wants to throw anything at me right now, I encourage you to do so. Because I can always pick it up where I left it off, so that would be no problem. And now would be the time, I would love to hear at least 3 of you to go ahead and mute your lines and ask me a question, all right? So go right ahead, unmute your lines and ask your questions now. Hi. Go right ahead. Hit that 6 again. All you got to do is press the star and number 6, and it will unmute you. That sounded like Robin.
Hi, Allie. This is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. This is Catherine from San Diego.
Yes, it is, and I'm ready to step out of my wallflower nature.
Woo, okay.
I love the idea of the idea calendar because I'm one that just, they come unbidden. And all of a sudden I have so much and I feel like my plate is too full, so the idea of writing it into the future feels really good to me. That's I just want to thank you for that.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Catherine. And the one commitment that it would be great for all of us to hear you say right now is that you're buying that calendar like tomorrow and you'll start scheduling things before Christmas or whatever holiday you will be celebrating, so you'll start getting things going for you sooner. Maybe you've already bought it.
You know what, I have to tell you that there's this wonderful new dollar store that opened up near me that is unbelievable, and all the calendars are a dollar. You could buy a beautiful calendar for every idea.
Oh, you know what? All right, everybody, listen up. That is a great idea. If you have dollar stores around you, that would be a great idea for you to buy as many as you can or want, and give them, and just pay, in other words, pay it forward. Go right ahead and use this call and say, hey, I got this great idea about an idea calendar, and I'd like to give it to you. Give it to some of your clients.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because at the end of the day, it's not costing you anything but a dollar to buy a few calendars. And here, you know, I've been talking about what else. I want you all to start thinking what else you can do in the way of upgrading your services or getting very imaginative in serving your clients. And that would be a real neat thing to do, because you get to pick and choose whatever calendars you want and give them away to your clients, and you can just attach your business card to it in the front of the calendar.
Another thing is just to tie in the social media a little bit. If you go to Facebook and look up your client, chances are they're on there, and then you could find out like their, you know, where they went to school or some of their hobbies, and you
mm-hmm.
could really personalize it.
Yeah, that's very clear. I'm just thinking for now, keeping it simple. That's just, you know, when you said that, immediately I went, wow, you know, this is something that we can just go out this afternoon or tomorrow morning, go get those calendars, and just, you know what, these people are very special to you in the way of how you want to serve them differently or better or, you know, whatever's going to happen. And give them to those folks and say, you know, start writing your ideas down. This is what I want to share with you. Because, see, what's going to happen in this call, whatever you're going to be hearing in this call, you're not going to hear anywhere else. So this business of the idea calendar, go to town with that one and share it with others just like that. And, again, since this call is all about coaches and coaches-to-be or coaches that have already been around for a long time, and I know I have on the line small business owners and home-based businesses and self-employed that are going to benefit a lot from this call. And it's all, again, it's all about dazzling your clients and prospects. This is really an effective and not only an effective way, but a cost-effective way of saying, hey, I just thought of you when I saw this calendar, and here it is. I want you to start putting down some of your ideas for next year. That way it opens up a whole avenue of conversations that you can have back and forth with that client or that prospect that will also give you an opportunity that if it doesn't, he or she does not become a client and you're still keeping them as a prospect, you can always follow up and ask about how is that idea coming along. And they may share some of their ideas with you. Now we give you a huge, huge opening of a door that otherwise it would have been more like a cold call, if you know what I mean. So, boy, that really got me excited there with the idea calendar. Thank you, Catherine. Anybody else wants to share about the idea calendar there?
Allie?
Yes.
Barbara Mackie.
Barbara! Barbara Mackie, my goodness, the psychic to psychics.
Yeah. I just got online. I was listening to the calendar. It's a very good idea. You know, I've been promoting myself for years, like 20-something years, but I'm always open to new ideas, so this is good. This is great. I love this whole deal that you have going on here today. It's great.
I am so glad that you're enjoying it.
And yeah.
Tell the group where you're calling from. I believe you're in New York City.
I'm in New Jersey. Yeah. Have you ever been to Jersey?
Not yet.
Okay.
but I'm sure you'll have me up there.
You got that right. Well, you know, I would suggest, you know, you're talking about calendars, but if people just plan events, like if they're on Facebook and they plan events like you do, you're promoting yourself in Florida, right?
Yep.
And but these phone calls are wonderful. I just love it. You know, I have to do one of these myself. But if they plan some kind of events that they can do live events to promote themselves, like, you know, maybe through the Knights of Columbus if they know someone, or through the JCs or anything like that where they can do some kind of a seminar or a lecture, or the I do a lot of work for the Chamber of Commerce.
Uh-huh.
These are good ideas. Have you done stuff for the Chamber of Commerce,
yeah.
Allie?
Well, the call today is all about delighting and dazzling our clients and prospects, and this is what we're doing today. We're going to be doing a little bit of strategic planning. You know, I
Does that tie in what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So
yeah.
I'm going to pick it up right from where you left it because I want everybody's input. This is where really the energy begins to flow because I know that everybody, I know, I don't even have to see the faces, I know that everyone in this call has got tons of energy. I mean, I can feel it. I can sense it that this is a goal that is full with high energy people, high energy essences.
Yeah, yeah. You're the leader, which is so nice.
No kidding.
You little Sagittarius, you.
I can't help myself. But I tell you again, you know, we're going to be focused a little bit on the strategic planning that we want to do, and this is some of the things that I want everybody to focus on. What else can you all do to better serve your clients? And if it's not better serve, it's to differently serve.
Mm-hmm.
What other ideas can we be coming up with? I want this call to really be succinct where everybody can walk away with something that's going to be very unique to you. Because I know some of the things I will say, and I've already said, it's going to resonate with some people, and then I will probably say something that will resonate with two other people. And everyone is going to walk away with something very different, and yet very beneficial, because at the end of the day, this is something that I can't even say enough, and I hope everybody can hear the excitement in my voice. Life is all about you. And the best part about your life, when you make it all about you, is that everybody is also so important. And the minute that you are really comfortable with making it all about you, then you don't have to be focused so much on you anymore. Because you've already got it covered. That part is already covered.
Exactly.
Taken care of, and you can move on and forward. Never backward, but move on and forward into, oh, my God, look at all these people that I want to hug, I want to embrace, I want to serve to the best of my ability. So if that makes sense and resonates with some of you, I want you to hit the start and number 6 on your touchstone, and let's have dialogue, because I know Barbara and I are very enthusiastic at this point, and that's okay. There's a little bit of noise on the line. That will be fine, too.
Okay, so press star and 6.
You can, when you hit star 6, you will unmute yourself. I want to hear from other folks. You can
go on
the line, too. It's
all okay.
Right.
All right, do it now?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, of course, I will encourage you to undo it again. And hey, I want to hear from other folks. I know we got Tina, and we got Gail, and we got Robin, and we got Catherine. And I didn't write down the name, so I'm really going by memory here. So, okay, I will speak on Monica. Monica from Atlanta.
I had to unmute myself.
I knew you were doing that, Monica. You have got quite a bit of energy to this call, and I know that. So what do you think so far? Tell me what your thoughts are.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Well, of course. Now,
imagine
if this was a video conference. We'd have to be wearing lipstick, which, by the way, I am. So, okay, Monica.
Okay, restate the question again. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. You know what? I love it when this happens, when you said put you on the spot. And I just saw big spotlight shining on, you know, you, and oh, it's just going to be so awesome. The question simply is, from what you've heard so far, like we talked about the calendar, the idea calendar, we're also talking about the different things that we can do, because it's all about how can we either better or differently serve our clients as we move into 2009. And as much as this goal is all about coaching 101, and a lot of this is dedicated to coaches that are either starting up or have been established and been around for a long time, but hey, let's just think about what else do we want to be doing differently for our clients next year. And we heard Barbara about talking about life events, and we heard Catherine about the calendars at Dollar Store, and we got kind of off on that idea. So what do you think? What are your thoughts? Because this is all about you. Just go.
Well, specifically what I'm going to be doing is adding some new services. I'm going to kind of look and see what the people in my niche need the most and kind of add new services to meet them where they're at.
Awesome. All right. Do you have new programs already set up?
I have not set them up yet. I'm just kind of in the works of taking care of them right now.
That's great. And this is something you have not tried before?
It's some things that are actually, what I do is I teach online marketing for beginners. So
mm-hmm.
just kind of the very basics of online marketing and different ways to use online marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding a lot with my clients is they either don't have the time, don't understand, or don't want to do it for themselves. So I guess some of the things that I would be adding for me would be like maybe services offering to do some of this stuff for them, which I wasn't planning on doing, but maybe that's what they need.
Okay, so at this point, we're having kind of a little bit of brainstorming as to some of the things you have thought of that you may want to be doing for your clients. Yeah,
right.
One thing I do want to remind all of you is stay focused on the things that you really that you're really passionate about doing. Because the beauty of life, when you build a business about your own passion, about the things that you know that you get very excited when you get up in the morning and you can hardly wait to really get going, you don't ever have to work again. Because then that's your passion. You're living your passion. You know, you just don't have a business. You just don't have a job. You have a hell of a life. So, and I heard you said you weren't sure if that's something you wanted to do, but maybe you will do. So as long as it fits into your own vision of, boy, this is really, I would love to do for my clients.
Yeah, no, it's not that I don't want to do it. I just hadn't thought about doing it. And it's just kind of evolving on its own. So I'm going to just kind of go with the flow.
That is wonderful. That really is wonderful. Also, another thing that I want you all to do, obviously, is because sometimes these calls wind up and people can, you know, you all get connected to each other. You never know who else might be needing your services, Monica, that, you know, that they're on the call already. So before we all leave, I want to make sure that you all state your website so people can write it down and you all can have, you know, you can all create your own little group in here. Oh, I love it when this happens. All right. Thank you, Monica, for sharing that with us. All right. You can mute yourself now by hitting *6. And now, Gail.
Yes.
Hey, Gail.
Hi.
Hi.
I love the idea of the calendar. Of course, you've already set me up with my business calendar, and it's working great. It's keeping me structured and it's keeping me going in the right area. So I really like the idea of the new calendar for my ideas. Well, you know with the business that I'm in, because I deal with you all the time, that this is just going leaps and bounds and it's going in different directions. So just like the lady that just spoke, Monica that just spoke, there's services that I had never thought of that now are coming together. So I need to basically restructure and start adding in and try to build more client base.
That is awesome. Is there one particular service that just popped into your head that you may have said, or I don't mean just now, but maybe a couple of days ago, that you may have said, wow, why didn't I think of that before?
Yeah, well, quite a bit. Just like last week when we had the meeting, for people who doesn't know, Allie also has a meeting that she does with a group of business people at the bank, and I'm involved with it now, and just for going to the meeting, I ended up getting contacts enough to where, you know, they were giving me ideas, let's try this and let's try this, or have you done this? And I ended up getting clients just to do, well, I'm an errand service for one thing. And in my errand service, I thought I would just be running errands. I didn't know that it was going to branch out like it has, and now I'm doing Christmas cards. I'm doing things I never dreamed, you know, things that I never, ever thought that was going to be a part of my service. So it's changing, and that's a good thing. You know, I've growing. I guess that's the word I want to say is that I'm growing up. I'm being a big girl now. So
that is wonderful.
Yeah, I've got a lot of things that has changed. Just everything. You know, just the whole 6 months ago compared to where I am now is just remarkable. You know, just with the things that has happened in my life. You know, just well, meeting Allie, of course, is one of the biggest things that. She's just a blessing. Just unbelievable what Allie can do for your business. So what she's got to say, guys, listen to it because she does know what she's talking about. So
maybe
you have taken me. you've taken me in all kinds of different ways, you know, with the coaching and everything that we've done together, and it's just that you bring it together. You know, you make sense of what's happening in my life.
Thank you so much for that, Gail.
Welcome.
Honest to goodness, guys. Of course, I didn't know Gail was going to be on the call, and I'm very, very touched for what you said. However, you know, what a testimonial. I mean, that is pretty awesome. And I started to work with Gail not that long ago. It seems to me maybe a couple of months when we first sat down. And then in November, I'll never forget because we were having a full moon. So that had to be November 12th or 13th. We had an intensive one day, well, it was about 5 hours, face-to-face, with a very structured marketing plan that I created for her company and for her, I mean, structured.
Very structured.
And I know that Gail has said a couple of times, she's a tough cookie.
Yes, she is.
And however, what came out of that, you just heard it. I mean, Gail has just been flourishing, totally amazing. So now to hear you talk about something else that even happened, that has happened new to you since I last saw you, this is like, you may be so proud, and at the same time...
It's just
time,
like every day, Allie, something is happening that I never thought would happen, you know. It's like every day. You know? So this has been one heck of a learning thing with me, and I just didn't think that the business was going to be like this. You know, it's great.
Yep,
and I thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, and this is even during times where people are saying...
Yeah.
You know, we're having challenging times, we're having interesting economic times, and here you have it. So, folks, there you heard it. I know I did not pay her.
No, no, she did not pay me.
Oh, my goodness.
But she is, Allie is one of the best business coaches, she's a good friend, you know, and I respect what she's got to say, and I take from her knowledge and her experience, and it's gotten me a long way.
Well, thank you so much, Gail.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, if you would like to mute yourself, star 6, we'll do that for you. And I believe Tina, we haven't heard from Tina.
Yes, hi, Allie.
Hi.
I have a little bit of a cold, but my energy is still good here.
I hear you, we hear you breathing. That's what matters.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you, I opened up a very nice inspirational website. And actually, I found you, which is important to tell you. I was in Florida on a mission to open up a healing and retreat center.
Oh, my goodness. Where?
Well, you know what they are, the dome buildings?
Of course, that's right on A1A.
Yeah. So later on, I would love to know if we can talk about it a little. Maybe I'd like to tell you a little bit. Plus, I'd like to talk about some coaching with you.
Yeah, well, we can always have a private call for that.
Okay, good.
Tina, because this is a very small world, and I know exactly what that building is, and it can't be any more than 17 miles from where I am.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Well, I found you. I don't know. I think it was from one of the, I think it was MySpace. And I just started, I'm setting up, wanting to consult. On the website, so I've been kind of preparing. It's the blogging I do is all about that journey that I've been on for 2.5 years now. But anyway, I closed up a holistic beauty salon in New Jersey, and Barbara Mackey sounds very familiar, that name. but anyway, to take off on this journey here in Florida. And I'm back here again because my daughter had a baby. I'm a grandma now. So
congratulations. All right.
Thank you. So I'm in the midst of, I heard the other woman, I'm sorry, I forgot her name there, the one that's talking about marketing.
Oh, that's Monica with the internet marketing out of Atlanta.
Yeah, so I'm having a lot of challenges right now. There's some challenges. I'm talking about them, you know, on the blogging. And I'm finding that a lot of people, of course, want to open up their own websites. Mm-hmm. And excuse me, I wanted to have pretty much of a holistic directory, on my website, because I love marketing and promoting coaches, consultants, practitioners, it's all part of my whole vision, with the center and all. So I found your name, and you're going to laugh when I tell you, because I made up my business cards, in November of last year, and it was called Vision to Reality for Success. So I don't know how. I don't know if I look
at you. You have to repeat that again. Vision
to reality for success.
Oh, this is priceless. This is priceless. This is rich.
Yeah. So anyway, Allie, I do need your services, okay? I'm right in the midst of, I guess it's like a foundation going on. I'm preparing myself. I'm getting, okay, the visitors to kind of know what my purpose is, where I found myself through all of this. And of course, you know, having businesses, which is for, I guess it's been 12 years, I had two different businesses. One in Florida, just so you know.
Whoa.
I had a beauty salon in Florida.
Where?
Right in Palm Coast on A1A.
Wow.
For
okay.
about 4 years, so.
What's your last name, Tina, if you want to?
Vigitello.
Vigitello. And this was in the past 10 years?
Well, it was actually 12 to 14, well, it was actually like 14 years ago, I guess.
Okay, all right. That may have been a little before my time. But this is
yes.
really, what a small world.
I know. So I don't know what to say to adding anything, but I think the calendar thing is, you know, wonderful. I try to, you know, whoever I do meet, you know, locally, physically, I talk about how calendar is so important because that's my whole world here. I have papers all over the place. All my ideas are always down. I need a little structure, okay, myself, so I can structure other people, but I'm an idea person. So I have about four different purposes going on in the mission of the website itself.
Okay, so you said you have four different purposes
yeah,
going on?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You might have four different souls. Okay.
Yeah, I wonder.
Thank you. Okay, and do you have a mission for every one of your purposes, per se? Or perhaps, a vision of what each purpose is supposed to do?
Yeah, I do. I have it all down.
That's
I'm waiting
awesome.
For the right person that I'm attracting to be, this is the one that's going to get me real clear so that we can keep moving forward on each one of them.
Uh-huh.
And believe me, I've got a lot of coaching. Actually, I'm with Donald Trump University because of the real estate.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then we got into the e-commerce, and they taught me how to do my blogging. But way off track with the other woman there. I mean, the marketing, people want marketing. They want to open up their own website.
Absolutely.
I was looking myself, Allie, for a partner that would be interested in, you know, technically working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need mm-hmm. them of things they didn't have a passion for doing. And, of course,
right.
you know, working it out where I did, you know, only what I wanted to do in there.
Well, you know what, Tina, you sound like you've got a lot of your ducks in line already. And, of course, like I said earlier, before we end this call, I want to make sure everybody share with each other their own website so you can connect with each other, and if there's anything mm-hmm. that would be an outcome of working with each other, you know, you just never know. And I'm such a big, I love promotion. I love promoting
yes,
other people. And when I think of networking, or I think of even giving leads, and a lot of people think that it's all about them and talking about what they do. No, it's about connecting other people to other people. That's what
exactly.
the true networking is all about. It's connectivity. I call it the conscience connection.
Uh-huh.
The CC, you know, like carbon copy, I call it, well, the conscience connection. Because that's what it's really all about. And it sounds like one of the outcomes of this call is going to be a lot of you connecting with each other
mm-hmm.
or a lot of you connecting with each other so you can connect yourself with other people they may know. That's,
right.
you know, that's the beauty of when I said earlier about moving on and moving forward when Barbara and I were talking. It really is. It's the part that really not only shapes our world in a very good way, but it's the vibrations that goes with that little bit of a shake, that little bit of a rock and rolling, if you will, that sends all of the vibrations that we have, all of the good vibrations that we have. It's just like a big, big, big sea, ocean of waves that are constantly vibrating for us, with us, and we become all one. So I am so happy that you're sharing this with us. I can't even begin to tell you. And the fact that you have picked on that particular building, which is actually referred to as the Dome, no more than 17 miles north of me. That is pretty unbelievable. It so happens, of course, that we have Gail on the line. This is also a coincidence. Well,
yes,
maybe not. Coincidence that Gail is on the line. And Gail is also from this part of the world. She's also about 10 miles from where
That's
I am.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So this truly is, I'm going to call this a special session. Like Congress does, we're having a special session here.
I'll just say one more thing to you because I will be talking about it again, but the name of the website is Our Vision Spa for You.
Okay, so that's Our Vision
Spa
for
You.
Is that the word for or the number
mm-hmm.
for?
Yes, yeah, spelled out.
Okay, is that .com?
.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Our O-U-R, Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, the word spa, S-P-A, the word for, F-O-R, U-Y-O-U.com. All right, everybody, you heard it from Tina. All right, thank you, Tina. Thank you for sharing that. And be sure that you connect with me later, all right?
Thank you, Alice.
Okay, you can hit star and 6 to mute you.
Okay.
And I know, Robin. Robin, are you still with us there?
Okay, I was unmuting there.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
So, are you having fun yet?
Yeah, it's interesting. This is my first call like this. I'm new to all of this. I am studying to become a life coach. I'm in a program that's a year long. I'm in my fifth month, and when I get done, I will be a law of attraction certified coach.
Mm-hmm.
I do most definitely have my niche identified. My ultimate goal is to have all the children of the world
mm-hmm.
to live happy and healthy and prosperous and whatever lives. So my primary focus is children. And I have kind of figured out that I will have to probably go through the realm of parenting, and that's kind of as far as I've gotten, because this is so new for me, so I don't really know what direction to go in. Through my program, the person teaching it has a newsletter and is offered some free sessions from the students, so that's where I've gotten a couple clients from, and two of them are reached their free clients and for free sessions are done, and one of them is actually, tonight will be her first paying one, and the other one has her last free one Thursday. And then I just started a new one tomorrow.
Okay, these are the sessions you have been offering? Or these are the sessions
yeah,
you have been
offering? Well, we have to offer some free if that's where we're getting the clients from. I don't know I haven't gotten any clients of my own yet, like on my own.
Mm-hmm, got it. Okay, all right. You may want to touch base with me later on also, okay? Because
sure.
I work a lot. I love working with coaches. It's one of my passions. And oddly enough, I don't advertise it enough simply because I've been so involved with group coaching and partnerships and corporate clients. And then about a month ago where I said, you know, who's taking care of the coaches? How are they doing? And this is how this idea of creating, you know, having this class today. And I believe it may have been Catherine that I was also talking to. I said, you know, I've had this, Catherine and I have also been talking about some of the things we want to do together with each other. And it was like, you know, I'm really, really concerned about who's taking care of coaches, whether they're, you know, starting coaches or established coaches. You know, we have a lot of amazing coaches that have been around for many, many, many years. And yet, they also need to be taken care of. We all, at one given point, need direction. We need guides. We need guidance. And as we enter into 2009, which, by the way, is going to be a rock and roll of a year, we have had quite a ride during 2008. 2009, I know it's promising to be even more exciting. I know there's going to be challenges. It's going to be quite different from this. This is why this call was really my heart and my passion that I put into this call when I created, when I thought about what do I want to say and who do I want to be talking to, it was all about really, you know, let's all come together, get together. What do we want to be doing that is going to be all about our prospects and our clients as we want to serve them? And we want to remain very mindful that we are most definitely in the service of others. So, Robin, for you, as you start out traveling an amazing career, an amazing business of being life coach and then certified law of attraction coach, you're going to have quite a ride. And you need, like everybody else, you will need someone that is going to be able to support you along the way, because it will be a ride. There's no two ways about it. You can talk to new coaches. You can talk to coaches have been around for a long time, and you will probably hear a common denominator, which is support. The word support, teamwork, togetherness, joint ventures, what can we, you know, because we can do a lot on our own, but not nearly as much when we have the support of other people that think like we do and have the same passions and love the same kind of people that we do. And that's where the real power comes into play. So I do want to leave you with that thought, Robin. I'm really grateful that you have shared that with us. And you said that you want to start working with children, correct?
That's my ultimate goal. Ultimately, I want to bring in enough money to have my own angel network like Oprah does, but it will focus primarily on helping kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got ideas running through my head of seminars, you know, with parents and children, or just with parents, writing a book. I presented the idea to my kids the other day about writing a book together, and they were all over it.
Well, there's an idea. Everybody listen up. Here is Robin with a great idea. You know what? There you go.
I mean, it just came last week. I mean, just and they just thought, oh, how cool. So now it's kind of like, okay, I got to figure out what we want to put in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I figured, you know, I could do my part of explaining, but then have them talk about it, what it's like from a child's point of view, and so that they can explain it to kids and how it's his, how they have lived. They don't even really know the term law of attraction. My daughter refers to it that positive stuff.
Well, that's okay. Listen, my aunt who's pushing, I won't even tell you how old she's pushing. She uses that word a lot, and she uses the word stuff a lot, and that's in Spanish. So that's pretty cool if you have a child that's telling you the positive stuff. All right. And how old is your child, Robin?
I have a set of 9-year-old boy-girl twins.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're amazing. I mean, it's like parenting is the one area of my life that I am the most confident in and most proud of. And I have definitely, at this point, have raised two terrific kids. And I get it's not just me saying it. I get a lot of positive feedback from a lot of people.
Oh,
and so it's definitely an area that I know something about and I'm extremely passionate about.
Really amazing. You know, when you mentioned that idea that just came up for you when you were talking to your children, of course they gotta be elated. They're going to be able to collaborate with their mom on something this important. I'm sure that, you know, eventually the three of you are gonna come up with what we really want to talk about. But this makes me think about we as the group that we're talking to each other in here, how we can actually ask other people, how about if we collaborate each other. And we can write something together that will be of benefit to the people that we serve. Because in as much as we all have different niches, we all have common denominators. And at one given point, we may also be talking to the same group of people. And that's not unusual. And I'm thinking that if you were able to have that dialogue with your children and they get excited about, wow, we would love to contribute to be part of it, that perhaps that's something we can be saying to each other. And to add to that, we can be saying to some of our clients, you know, I'd love to see a show of hands of how many clients that you already have that are in certain niche that you just love working with that particular niche that you may want to say to that client, hey, how about if you and I do something together? Does that make sense to everybody? So this is, okay, remember at the beginning I was talking about this, about delighting and dazzling your clients, and so during this hour we can start doing a little bit of strategic planning and kind of brainstorming and thinking a little bit outside the box. This is another, you know, in addition to the calendar idea, which I think that's pretty cool, here we have something else that that we haven't thought about it before. So this may be, just take it as far as information that may serve you well in 2009 as to, you know, how you can partner up or collaborate. You don't have to partner up, but you may be able to ask somebody, hey, I'm writing XYZ. Would you like to collaborate and give me some of your ideas? And if anyone, yes.
This is Catherine. May I respond to that collaboration idea? It's really critical for those of us who are maybe starting a new niche, you know, maybe we're coming into a narrow focus, because growing your list is so important and growing it legitimately. So if you partner up with somebody for just a question-and-answer telecall even and bring together those two groups of people to kind of cross-pollinate, you feed their tribe, they feed your tribe, and you become more known until you have your book or whatever it is you're working on.
Yeah.
And there's so many people, it's just easy to do, and the brainstorming. I remember, Allie, you said recently you thought brainstorming was more valuable than masterminding.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what we're thinking, we're experiencing today, aren't we?
I think so. I think so. And I'm not saying that mastermind to me is awesome, and it has been awesome because I've been part of it, and I'm having a mastermind group also beginning in January. However, part of the brainstorming, when like-minded people come together and we start throwing at each other ideas that are completely off the wall, that they may be completely, you know, opposite to what we have been thinking about, it's just the juices that begin to flow are totally unbelievable, because masterminding, a lot of it has to do with supporting each other. That's the part I love about masterminding, that once we say, these are our challenges and this is what I've got going for me, then you get a bunch of like-minded people that are saying, hey, we're here to support you, we're here to help you with this and that. That's masterminding. But when it comes to the brainstorming part of it, that to me, it really touches my soul at a very core point. It really is amazing. And I think you're right, Catherine, that part of what's going on in here is we are brainstorming in so many ways. And as usual, I do want to hear everybody what your thoughts are. There were two other things that I want to make sure, because I don't know if anybody noticed. I usually, when I do these calls, I look at my window. I have a lake, the sun, and I look away from my computer because I want to be present for you. I don't want to be distracted with computers. And then all of a sudden I said, gee, wonder what time it is. And the time is just flying, isn't it? So that means we're having fun, all right? So the two other things that I spoke of earlier that I want to talk about it again and touch on it again is taking your skills to higher level of service. Like I said, whether you're starting out on something new, like we had Robin, she's getting certified as a life coach and also will be certified as a law of attraction coach. She may think, oh, well, gee, I'm a newbie. I want you all to remember, none of you are a newbie. You have been around. You have amazing set of skills that you have brought with you to this new cycle of your life. Because everything, you know, life is about seasons. And you know, to some of us, we may be in winter. And however, I have not heard anyone in this call, during this call, all of you sound like if you're, you know, really either in spring or summer. I mean, everybody is drizzling in here. It's hot. And you guys are hot. I mean, I felt the energy going on for the beginning of the call. I'm saying, wow, you know, good thing this is December, right? So we need to remember that you are bringing a lot of expertise, whether you are 20 years older, whether you are not. I won't pick a number. It doesn't matter. You are bringing a lot of expertise to your chosen field right here, right now. That to me is so exciting because it's like, gosh, you know, you have an amazing life that continues, and you have this opportunity to create. You are the creator of what's going to be happening by using, by tapping into your energy and knowing what to do with it and how to create even more amazing moments for you, with you in it, and for the people around you, for your community. And obviously, this call was with a focus on prospects and clients. So that's something that really, think about what results. And Robin, as a new life coach, sometimes we forget about what are we really doing for our clients, you know. So first, focus on the results that you bring into your client's life from you having been or being in their life. What are you doing for them that they can say, this is a tangible result, this is what happened? I wanted to do through Gail my own horn in here, because I really was not expecting that, but she said something that, she said, my God, you know, Ari, ever since you came into my life, I mean, all of this happened. So this to me has been an example for me to use to share with you that that's what you want to hear and you want to focus on. Like Gail said, these are the results that I got from Ari. What are the results that you're giving, that your clients are getting from you? Because that's going to be your inspiration to even do more, be more, and have more in return. And the other thing is benefits, all right? One thing are the results. And some of you may say, well, what's the difference? It's a big difference. Because some benefits are obvious and some others are not, all right? One of them, for example, just to pick on one, the results that you have brought to your clients are perhaps more clarity. They're going to be attracting more clients through some of the techniques you're teaching them or because you are in their lives. I mean, it's a multitude of things. In Gail's case, it was through the marketing intensive day that we had together. Then she's having all of these clients. That's a tangible result. This is not something she's putting out of her hat. That's going to translate into dollar figures. That's going to translate into bank accounts. Statements that are going to reflect that her investment of what she did with me or with other people, that matters not, is, my goodness, is giving her this result, and in turn the people that are in her life are getting the results of also of what she's doing for them. Now, what are the benefits? The benefits are for your clients when you're helping them in that fashion is they're more stable, they're more both financially and health-wise, because everything that we do in our lives is not so much about the money, it's about our own well-being and their well-being. And I usually take it a step further is, you know, our souls are for eternity, so what are we taking with us to the next life that, or, you know, whatever our spirits are going to be going that may come back or not. So kind of think eternity-wise of, what are the benefits, right? Another benefit that that people get from the results that they get from having you in their life is that they feel better about themselves. You may have given them an attitude adjustment. They are able perhaps to smile more, to laugh more, to be more flirtatious with everybody in their lives. Those have amazing health benefits. And that's what I refer to as core benefits. So first results and the second part are the benefits. You always want, I want 2009 to be the year where your prospects and your clients become raving fans. And wherever they go, they talk of you, about you, and with you, and for you. Let them be your mouthpiece. That's going to be really important because it's going to be a year of collaboration. It's going to be a year of very intimate relationships, and I'm talking about soul-wise, emotion-wise. We're going to have very intimate relationships next year. So these are some of the things that I want you to think about as you walk away from this call, is the results that you're bringing to your client's life and what are the core benefits that they are getting by having you in their life. It's all part of delighting and blessing your clients, and this is part of your strategic planning. We're not only having a brainstorming special session, but we're also having kind of a little bit of strategic planning in here, all right? And when I was talking about taking your skills to higher level of service, remember you're not a newbie. And that's something that you want to keep in your mind when you start charging. We can talk about fees in another session, another time, but base your charges, your fees, based on the quality of service that you deliver and in the also in the quality of person that you are. That's super, super important. The other thing I talked about at the beginning was finding the joy in what you do and make sure that your clients and prospects are also finding joy. We live sometimes in a little bit of a rush. And we forget that we have to have a sense of balance in everything that we think, we say, and we do. If we don't stop to either smell the coffee, as they used to say it, or take a look outside and see how the sun's setting, or, hey, it's going to snow and we're going to enjoy the hell of the snow, just take the time to balance the joy of what you do with what you see, with what you smell, with what you touch. That's super important to your soul. You're not. None of us are here just to make money. We all have amazing purposes, and those are the things that you want to make sure that you are in balance, you're in alignment, and that you're going to serve your clients as you will serve yourself in the best way that you possibly can. And that's your 209 goal that I want you all to take away with you. And I want you also to remember, where is the money coming from? Talking of fees and services and fees, be very clear as to where is the money going to come from and how are you going to multiply that money, all right? How are you going to make it grow? All this, by the way, should go into your, not into your idea calendar, but all of you should have some kind of a calendar whereas you can track your results, both of your marketing and as well as your business planning. So think about, where is the money going to be coming from? What are you going to do with that money? How are you going to pay it forward? How are you going to, you know, every time that you have money in your pocket, you're going to get all excited and smile big time because you know that you're going to earmark some of that money to do great things with it. Again, service, standing in the service of others. And last but not least, remember to get that create an idea calendar. Gosh, the time is, I'd love to talk to you forever, all of you. Now, again, unmute yourselves, and I want to hear from you. I want to make sure everybody states their website. Barbara, I'm going to start with you. Go ahead and unmute yourself. Start and six will unmute yourself.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Barbara?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What did you want? My website?
Yeah, I want everybody to know who you are and where they can find you.
All right. I just wanted to add one other thing. I think that you should get on radio. I do radio, and I have my own radio show. So radio is a very good way to connect with people. And anyone can have their own radio show, so I would suggest that. Okay?
That's a great idea, and I'd love to be on your show whenever you want me.
Oh, good. Okay, well, you will be. Okay, now, I'm a psychic. I've been a psychic for 20-something years. You can go on to my site. It's Barbara Mackey, MACKEY.com, and all the information's on there. I'm a channeler, a psychic detective, and medical intuitive. There's all kinds of testimonials on there, and I think the woman from New Jersey knew me, probably. I do readings on the telephone. I do them live. The telephone is just as accurate. And I read for Barbara Walters.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
When did you do that?
Oh, gosh, it was a couple of years ago. I was trying to strong-arm my way into The View because I'm a Sagittarius. You know,
mm-hmm.
We strong-arm our way every place.
Mm-hmm.
And I convinced them. And then they said, well, Barbara wants a reading. So I went to her place, her 2020 studio, and I did a reading for her. So I've done readings for other people, but she's the most prominent, and she was very lovely. So, yeah, so I've been doing this for many, many years, and also go on to Facebook. I'm on Facebook.
I was
going
to suggest this. Talk about Facebook.
Yes, and you can go on there. So it's Barbara Mackey, MACKEY, and I hope to hear from all you ladies, and we make new friends while we do this. But I'm telling you, radio, check it out, because radio is the best communicator.
Yeah, well, again, you know, when we hear the voices, because even at the beginning of this call, I heard some of the voices, I was able to connect with everybody's energy.
Yeah.
And part of what radio does is also that we're all sharing the energy. You know, we're putting it out there, and of course we can get very vulnerable, but who cares?
Who cares?
I mean, it's about delivering a message. So for all of you on the call, remember that. And of course, this call is going to be broadcasted by the, speaking of radio, will be broadcasted. So it's going to be hundreds of people who are going to be listening to this particular audio. So for those of you who listen later, listen to what Barbara is saying, think of radio, listen to what we're all saying in here, because you're walking away with good ideas, actually great ideas in my opinion, humble opinion, and we can all put them to work immediately, which is part of what I wanted to do in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and remember to look Barbara up in Facebook, go to facebook.com and enter on the search bar, enter Barbara Mackey, enter her name, and join her, all right?
Oh, yes, and I don't know if you have any New York people online, but I'll be doing an event at the Learning Annex, and it's on there, too, the 18th of this week, Thursday. I'll be doing live readings and a seminar.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah.
And Barbara, if you have any other ideas, of course, you have my email address, and I
invite
all of you to also email me at Ali, A-L-I, at visionforsuccess.biz. Because after you hang up from this call, you can have other ideas. So go right ahead and send them to me, all right?
Okay, all right.
Okay, Barbara.
So nice talking to you, darling.
Same here, all right.
Okay,
bye-bye. All right, next. Who do we have next? Okay, what about Monica? How about if you give us your website address? Star 6 will unmute you.
I am currently retooling my website, so it's down, but I'll give it to you. It'll be back up later. It's Online Marketing Intro, I-N-T-R-O, onlinemarketingintro.com.
Okay.
And I can be reached at Monica at onlinemarketingintro.com.
Awesome. Okay.
And I'm also on Facebook as well, and LinkedIn, and MySpace and all these places as well. So it's under Monica McFerrin, M-C-P-H-E-R-R-I-N.
P-H-E-R?
R-I-N.
Is that two R's or one
yes,
R?
Yes, two R's.
Okay, so that's M-C-P-H-E-R-R-I-N, correct?
Right.
Okay, awesome. All right, everybody, look for her. Don't hang up yet because I meant to for Barbara not to hang up, and I think she left.
Okay.
That's all right. No, because I'll have other things that I want to offer you, but I want to make sure my goal in here is to, now that we have heard each other in the call, is to make sure everybody gets connected with each other, because you know what? You never know. This is
that's
a very
right.
small
Absolutely.
World, and I love doing this. I love connecting people to other people. I'm kind of a matchmaker here. All right. So we have Robin. Give us your website, Robin.
Well, I don't have a website yet, but I can give my email address.
Go right ahead. Give us your
email
address.
Okay, it's Robyn, R-O-B-Y-N, M like monkey, S as in Sam, W as in wagon, at hotmail.com.
Okay. All right. And you are a life coach. Okay. All right, everybody. Before you connect with Robyn, thank you, Robyn. And I believe we have Catherine.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I wasn't sure if I was muted or unmuted. My interest, passion in life is, you know, Allie, how sometimes no matter you look in the mirror and you dress yourself up as pretty as you can, but some days you just don't feel as pretty as other people tell you you are?
I have no problem with that.
Can you remember back in the day?
No.
But
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that one.
No, that's why we love you, Allie. But anyway, I work to reconnect women with their hearts so that they can appreciate their own self and quit picking on themselves. And the name of my website is howtomakeyourmanperfect.com. And it's my blog presence, but there's also information how to get a hold of me there.
Awesome. howtomakeyourmanperfect.com. All right, everybody, remember that. Not to remember how to make him perfect, but remember to go visit Catherine so she can help you how to make him perfect. howtomakeyourmanperfect.com. I love that. You gotta love that. Okay, hang on the line. We got Gail. Okay, Gail. Give us your website. Gail, hit star and then the number 6 on your telephone.
she'll get us there in a minute.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Ooh, yeah. Like Verizon, we can hear you now.
My website is ontherunetc@yahoo.com.
Okay, your website is ontherun.com though, right?
ontherunetc.
Oh, ontherunetc. I'm glad And then .com. That's the website.
At yahoo.com.
No, at Yahoo would be the email, right?
Oh, that's my email. Yeah, my website. I'm sorry. My website is ontherunetc.com.
And then for the website, it would be ontherunetc@yahoo. Okay.
Right.
And would you like to give us your last name? I don't want to give it without permission, so I'd rather you give it.
It's Half Hill, like half of a hill. H-A-L-F. H-I-L-L.
Okay, awesome, Gail. And don't hang up. Everybody can leave yourself unmuted, all right? Because I'm not hearing noise anymore. And I know I'm missing somebody. Am I missing Tina? Or Tina gave us her website already, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You are our vision spot for you.com.
Right.
Okay, so
who's the one that's doing the law of attraction? I wasn't sure.
That was Robin. So Robin's email is R-O-B as in baby, Y-N, M as in Mary, S as in Sam, W because I love you, at Hotmail. She's a hot babe.
Hotmail.com.
Okay. See, Robin, you get somebody already looking for the law of attraction in here. You see,
well, actually, I would love to talk to you, Robin. The whole site's about the secret and the law of attraction.
All right.
Well, send me an email, and I'll send you one back with my phone number and everything. Just won't be talking today because I'm recovering from mouth surgery.
Oh, okay. My goodness. All right. You know what I want you all to do when you start communicating with each other? Please put my name on the subject line so you all know that it's coming. In other words, it's the outcome of today's call. Just put Ali's call and today's date, and then you will all remember. Oh, yeah. Because sometimes we may not look at emails like immediately, and then you may say if the subject line is not clear, we may delete it. So that way you have my name on it, and people, you will all know that it's for real. All right? Now, I do want to share with you, because I said this was a preview call, and I'm really, really excited about being able to do this. I am studying, like I said originally, I have not been doing one-on-one in a while, because I have been dedicating myself to doing more group coaching and more corporate clients and kind of a different kind of clientele I've had in the past few years. However, I do want to work with coaches, whether you're starting out, whether you're already established, it doesn't matter. I do want to work with coaches and on a more one-on-one basis, and this is why today's call was about coaching one-on-one for coaching one-on-one. And I will be offering those services starting in 2005, and it will be every Monday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, and I will be posting the prices on my website so you will all know how much that will be. However, if you want to have very, very individual strategic planning calls with me, just call me, and my telephone number is area code 386-615-6282 so that I can customize the prices for you, because each person is a complete different world. There are no two like you, so that's for sure. Yeah, that's the truth. The other thing that I want to share with you is that I will also be starting in January. January, I tell you, 2009 is going to be our year for all of us are in the school. I just know that from just picking up on the energy. And that's one of the things I'm going to be doing also in January. It's called Sundays with Ali, and that's going to be specifically mastermind with a group of eight, maximum of eight, no more than that. I tried to do that back in October, and then I got sidetracked, and I said, well, maybe the timing just didn't feel right. But now it is. I am really, really focused on all of my calendar activities. It's gonna run for 12 weeks, so commitment will be required. And it will be running on Sundays. I'm thinking of running it about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Easter time. And
And we can talk about that too, because I'm going to have like three different, even though the calls are all going to be on Sundays, I'm going to have three different levels of intensity for that, for the mastermind. And the other one is going to be my famous Power of Five. That is a system that I use with groups as well as with individuals, which has to do with working with our five core values, which is based on passion, is based on pride, is based on purpose, is based on profit, and last but not least, perfection. Yeah, we want to be perfect. Perception. So that's only a five-week program, and that's starting in January as well. And I will let you know about the date. However, I wanted you to be aware that these are going to be three different programs at different levels. They're all going to be different prices, and they are available to you starting on in January. And you will get more details about it, and I will be emailing all of you. And also, has any one of you found me through Facebook other than Catherine? Robin?
I think I originally saw your name there, but I haven't been real good about watching Facebook.
Yeah, that's
where I found you, Allie. But I think I found you again. Were you a bonus on Rich Gorman's book?
Oh, God, I could have been, yeah. Yeah, and also Sherry McDonald, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may have found, yeah. Again, you know, collaboration, this is another thing. Two very good things came out when we're talking about strategic planning before. It's this calendar idea, and then Catherine talking about, you know, dollar stores. So all of this, please be sure that you implement this thing, because that actually is a great idea. And the other idea is when Robin was talking about how she talked to her children about writing a book. I mean, it doesn't have to be a book. It could be a tool, a workbook. It could be a little tool thing that two people can create together for the same audience, for the same market. I mean, all kinds of wonderful things can be doing twos or threes or fours. So start thinking collaboration. Start thinking, you know, who do we want to be rubbing elbows with? Who do we want in our lives? For you, Robin, who I'm sure you're studying the law of attraction, not so much the secret as we know it, but the real law of attraction. And if you're talking about Abraham Hicks,
yes,
which is nothing much to do with the secret, right? Or the secret, yes. The secret movie as we know it. I tell you, there's so much power in that, and as it's time that we start thinking about what we want to see happening in our lives, the manifestation stuff that can happen and will happen as long as we keep everything that we want to see happening as if it's already happening, keep it in the present. So these are things that have come out of this call, and I'm very, very pleased that we have been able to accomplish this. So anybody else has anything else to say? Now is the time before we close this call.
Just thank you.
Well, that is wonderful.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I hope to talk to all of you again. I want you also to call me. You all have my telephone number now, and I will repeat it. Area code 386. If you can't think of the area code, it spells out FUN. Can you believe it? F-U-N. It does. If you look it up and you said, oh, if I can remember the number, you'll remember the word fun, because we need to have fun in life. And it does. It starts with F-U-N. And the number is 615-6282. I want to hear from you. I want to work with you and create something that's really succinct and it's really amazing, so you can start your year with being focused, being structured, having fun, stop and smell the coffee and the roses. Have fun with your life and make sure that you turn each prospect into a client and each client into raving fans that are going to be with you for many, many years to come. Again, remember, it's all about quality of service. And let's all remember that we do stand in the service of others, all right, as you stand in the service of your own destiny. And that's a phrase that I got from Michael Port, which he's also a business coach, and I have a lot of respect for him. And that resonated with me the first time I heard it, and I used it. He said yes, and I have used it since then, because it's also what I do, and it's also what you need to remember, that a lot of the time that's what you do. You do stand in the service of others as you stand in the service of your own destiny.
Thank you, everybody, and until we meet again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Allie.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye. Bye-bye.